So we went up to British Columbia, and we saw the places where I had lived as a child, and we went over to Vancouver Island, and it was a lovely, lovely trip, and it was really the last trip that Bruce made before he was really ill. He wasn't feeling well then, but we had traded in the motorhome on a van, and we stayed in motels, but it was very comfortable traveling in the van, and I could drive as well as he did. I never did drive the motorhome. It was just too much a vehicle for me.
Right.
Yeah. Probably could have if I'd had to, you know,
right,
but I just didn't want to. But it, the summer that, it was the summer of 83 that we went up into Canada, and we had such lovely weather, and it was just a lot of fun. I'm so glad we had that trip before Bruce died.
What do you remember about when your father died, that period?
Well,
where were you at the
time? I was in California. We were all in California. I lived in Santa Monica at the time. My parents had moved back to the coast of California, a place called Arroyo Grande, which is about 2.5 hours, I think, up the coast from Santa Monica. And my dad had not complained. I think he knew something was wrong for quite a while. But he kept going to the doctor, and the doctor at Vandenberg Air Force Base kept telling him he had a cold. Well, what he had was cancer. And so it all happened pretty quickly. He went into the doctor late November. They airlifted him to the hospital in San Francisco. And he was there over Christmas. They were trying to determine what kind of surgery would be effective. So on my parents' wedding anniversary, on January 22nd in 1984, they opened him up and basically decided that it was inoperable. And he came home from the hospital, I think about the early in the first week of February. And he died, ostensibly, he died on February 6th because he... his heart stopped, and my mother called the paramedics, and they started his heart again, but he was on a respirator, and he never regained consciousness. He officially died. We took the respirator off on February 13th.
He had cancer of the trachea from smoking, and he stopped breathing, and I was there when he died. It was very hard. But I was thankful to be with him. When my mother died, she died, and I had just gone home from having spent the afternoon with her. And I called to see how she was doing, and they told me, the floor nurse said that she had died. And I said, "But you were supposed to call me if there was any change." Well, there wasn't any interest in that. So I went right away, and, you know, her spirit waited for me. When I walked in the room, she turned her head and looked at me, even though that she was close to death. And went over and took her hand, and she knew I was there, and then she died.
It's nice that you got to be there.
I think so. It's very important to me. I've been very blessed with the people that I love in my life.
I'm sure they would say the same.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. You have a large family that loves you very much, and many friends.
Well, I was just saying to Dominic that it's very hard to be this old because I don't have any of my school friends left. Yeah. Everybody has passed on ahead of me. So I always say, Well, I'm going to know a lot of people when I get there.
There'll be plenty of people waiting for you.
Yeah.
Mother was totally a wreck. We dealt with all the things that you have to deal with legally and medically for my dad. And he had a beautiful, beautiful memorial service. And I went, after that, I went up to see my mom every weekend.
We were pals. We just like today, Jamie is my good friend.
That's right.
And I hope I'm hers.
Absolutely. We've always been good friends. And certainly, you know, we were kids and there were some things that we weren't thrilled about. But we never saw our parents argue. There was never dissension presented to us in the family, which was very important in when we were growing up, because we were growing up largely during Daddy's time in the Marine Corps. So we moved every 2.5 years to 3 years. And to have that very strong family unit as a grounding factor every time we moved to a new place. You know, Daddy would go to his new assignment and be working. Mother was the one who made headways into the community. And we were our own best friends.
Found a place to live.
Right. We were our own best friends. And then we made our own friends individually. But having that really strong family bond was very important to our own stability.
And to mine. Hmm. It was very important for me to be in tune with all of you, and especially with Bruce.
Bruce and I never argued in front of the children about their care. I mean, we might argue about politics, but we didn't argue about how they were to behave or what they were to do. If we had a difference of opinion, we got it settled before we talked it over with the children. Yeah. And that we always treated them as friends. They went with us on all trips and we had a great time. In fact, the only part of the long trip in the motorhome that I didn't care for was because the children weren't along with us. Right. I missed them terribly. I really did.
I still miss Bruce very, very much, and wish that he was still here, because we did a lot of things together. Besides the traveling, we just were very good friends. And I loved him dearly.